Well, we got to take a moment to wonder if you, our loyal family of radio listeners, would have been doing what I'm suspecting most of us here at the Radio Center location and watching last night on television, as it was the debut of a brand new sitcom on CBS, which is the life of professional bowler from Saginaw, Tom Smallwood. How We Roll made its debut last night. Yeah,
very enjoyable show, I thought.
Yeah.
And I think the casting was great. I think the Tom and Jen characters really pulled it off very well. All the emotion that had to have gone into that decision, but yet there were some laughs along the way. And Archie, who runs a bowling alley, was a big contributor to it as well. I wasn't too impressed with some of the characters at the bowling alley. I thought they were a little over the top. And then they had, Suede something or other on the TV that they had up at the bowling alley. Some of that was a little over the top. But as far as there were some good laughs in the show, but yet it also did an excellent job of setting up the story about Tom Smallwood. I thought it was excellent overall.
It was fun. It was really strange, though, to hear the names actually being used, mm-hmm. because Tom, his real name is Tom Smallwood,
right,
and
right.
his wife, Jen, who, again, for those who aren't aware, she works here with us at WSGW in our Radio Center building in a very important administrative role. So it's a sitcom that's not a biography, but it's based on the story of where he is today as a professional bowler, from where it all started. I had to actually look it up and remember. It was 2009 mm-hmm. when he won that PBA title that launched his career. Wow, 13 years ago. Man. Yeah.
Already looking forward to next week's episode. And the unfortunate part of this is if people miss the first one here, the whole setup, they're going to really miss everything else down the line, I think, because you really had to see this initial of the debut, and that's why they're pushing it so hard. It was very well done.
Well, people could do what I'm going to do, which is I missed it yesterday, but I could watch it on my streaming services.
Oh, there you go.
Aha! I will do that.
That's smart. Smart
things you can do.
And I noticed that Archie's Lanes there, the bowling alley, the shirt that they gave Tom. The logo and design of it looks very similar to a bowling alley in Saginaw, as I recall, using the diamonds with the letters of the name of the bowling alley in it.
Oh,
I don't know which one it is, but a local one, but it reminded me of a local bowling alley, although in this one it's called Archie's Lanes.
It is a show that will air on Thursday evenings on CBS at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, it's the first time I've watched anything on network TV in a long, 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 long time.
I wasn't too impressed with the lead-in show that was on before it, Ghost.
There was a lead-in show?
I saw like 5 minutes of it, and I thought, oh, my goodness, what a weak lead-in to what's going to be a great show coming up, you know?
Well, we're certainly biased in our feelings toward it, but hopefully it was a lot of fun, and we're not alone, obviously, because of our association with Jen, but they have many more friends and family members, too, that have a close association, and so I'm sure a lot of people are enjoying the ability to watch something that is a real-life story in a sitcom situation.
And the other good news about this is that Tom made the cut yesterday and will be bowling in the championship in Las Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, that was another part of the story, is that he actually had a tournament.
Yes. Yeah, right. Going on. The family was out there. They're actually there for the bowling and also watching the debut last night.
Quite a special weekend. And lots more to come over the next several weeks. I think they have, 11 episodes, I think.
11 altogether, I heard. Yeah.
And then we'll see what goes on from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And as much fun as that was last night, a quick reminder, if I may. We talked about this earlier this week, but tonight, if you so choose, you can watch other professional athletes as the Steiner brothers from Bay City.
Yes.
Remember.
That's right.
Scott and Rex Steiner, but known as the Steiner brothers in professional wrestling, are going to be inducted into the World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Fame. It'll be televised tonight. You got to watch that on the Peacock, or I think on the WWE network internationally.
Oh, so they will be vaulted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, yes. Wouldn't that be cool, if they jumped off the top rope to accept the award?
You don't get the inside joke there that I have with that. I don't know if they're directly related, but Rex Steiner's ran a vault company for her funeral home, for cemeteries.
Oh, my gosh. They were. They are going to go, too. I didn't know this. I just saw this. And speaking of that, Dave, you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the wrestlers are also being inducted alongside the Steiner Brothers.
Yeah.
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Of course.
It all comes together.
Boy, that's pretty good company there. The Steiner Brothers and The Undertaker. So
that is awesome.
Check that out tonight if you want.
What time is that? 8 o'clock? Or?
I think, let me make sure I've got this right here. I want to make sure. If I'm going to tell you to watch it, I guess I should tell you what time. Friday's Hall of Fame ceremony will be streamed.
They'll just be on.
Are you kidding me?
They don't give you a time?
They don't tell me what
time.
No,
it's not on live. No, I don't think so.
It just says streamed live on Peacock and on WWE. Mm. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. We'll have to find that.
And probably by subscription.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So, but it probably will show up on YouTube soon.
Eventually.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.